This is a tale that happened in the old days, which, as I'm sure you know, were longer ago than a while back, but not as long as ancient times. There were many wonders in the old days, but the most wonderful and terrible of all were the dragons. There were many dragons in Hertfordshire. Some say they were rarely just the dragon ships of the Vikings, but those people know nothing. The Hertfordshire dragons worked much mischief across the county, but none was as fearsome as the great dragon of Pelham, which had its lair just outside the village of Brent Pelham. If you've ever been there, you may have seen the place without knowing. At the boundary between two fields stood an ancient yew tree, and beneath the roots of the yew tree was a cave, and it was here that the dragon made its lair. The Pelham dragon was the greatest calamity Hertfordshire has ever seen, with the possible exception of the building of the M25. It plundered the countryside around mercilessly, stealing sheep and cattle and horses and burning down homes. Like all dragons, of course, its favourite fare was the flesh of a beautiful maiden. But that doesn't come into this story. Now, at that time, the lord of the manor at Brent Pelham was a man called Piers. He was a mighty hunter and a warrior, and some say he was also a giant. One day, Piers decided something had to be done about the dragon, and that pretty much meant he had to do it. So Piers got dressed up in his full armour, and there was a lot of it, and took his sword and his spear, neither of which were common weapons. One servant went with him, and Piers also took his three hounds. They were so swift they could run down any prey. It was said they were winged, and that may well be true. So Piers, his servant and the hounds went in search of the Pelham dragon. It was out hunting at the time, but the three hounds tracked it tirelessly, and Piers and his servant rode after them. All day they tracked the dragon, until at last the creature fled back to the safety of its lair under the yew tree. So Piers dismounted and walked up to the cave entrance to call the dragon out. He issued the time-honoured challenge that no self-respecting dragon can refuse, along with comments to the effect that maybe the creature wasn't as fearsome as reputation suggested. Maybe he even raised questions about the dragon's parentage, because the upshot was that the Pelham dragon issued forth from its lair in a rage. They fought all evening, Piers and the dragon, and they fought well into the night. The hounds snapped at the dragon's feet, and the servant dodged around behind his master, alternately taking the sword and the spear to resharpen. The dragon tried its best to incinerate Piers, but Piers wasn't easily caught. Again and again he dodged the dragon's teeth and claws and fiery breath, till at last the creature was tiring. Then Piers saw his opening. Weaving between the dragon's swipes and bites and gusts of fire, he used his spear to vault up onto its shoulders and thrust the spear straight down the dragon's throat, and it fell dead. This wasn't the end of Piers's troubles, though, because the fight came to the attention of Old Nick himself. Old Nick valued all dragons for the destruction they caused, but the Pelham dragon had created so much mischief and murder and mayhem as to be his favourite, so Old Nick wasn't at all pleased with Piers. Appearing in a clap of thunder and a cloud of sulphur, Old Nick towered over Piers, giant though he was. His eyes were fiery, his horns were sharp, his tail swished, and his breath stank. He cursed Piers. "I'll have you when you die, body and soul, whether they bury you within the church or outside it." This didn't faze Piers a bit. His soul was in the keeping of the Lord, he said, and his body would lie where he chose. And he was right. Many years later, when his life was failing, Piers took his bow, fitted an arrow and let loose, telling all those surrounding him that his grave should be wherever the arrow came to rest. You've probably heard of Robin Hood doing the same thing, but Piers was cannier than Robin. His aim was still true, even in his weakness, and the arrow struck the church's north wall halfway along the nave. So his grave was made within the wall, and there he lies to this day, neither within the church nor outside it, and safe from the clutches of old Nick.